statistically having a very good year, your first here with the Phillies system in AAA. Having fun out there?
Yeah, a lot of fun, you know, especially with this new group and this new team.
Let's talk about you. I mean, how much better do you think, and what areas do you think you've improved as a player from opening day here in April to where we are in July?
I think I've improved on the basis of consistency. I think I've been consistent, you know, not riding the roller coaster and, you know, not dealing with really just bad slumps or things like that. You know, I've just been able to stay even keel.
Specifically on the offensive side, it seems like when you talk about consistency, you know, your bats against left-handers have been very good. You've been able to make some improvements. Talk about the hitting part of the game and what you think you've learned the most from Sal Rendy here so far this season.
You know, a lot, you know, especially on the basis of you don't have to swing even 90% and the ball will still do what it needs to do and still go. And so just really just learning myself more and more as a hitter and just – you know, not necessarily having to take a lot of pitches like I did last year, but just, you know, just picking spots and things like that.
Last six Iron Pigs wins, you've had four game-winning hits, one game-tying ninth inning two-out hit, one game-winning run. That was a double that started a run in the eighth inning for a 3-2 win. What is it about those late inning stages, those opportunities that has allowed you to thrive so much for the Pigs?
Really just... Well, first off, I don't want to go extra innings.
But
I always, growing up, wanted to be in those situations, you know, no matter what sport it was, just being there and be able to contribute in some way. And, you know, it's been great doing that. And I always use the expression, fold under pressure. I always said I wasn't that person. So, you know, I just go out there and give it a battle.
Got a lot of good veteran left-handed hitters on this team. One of them in particular, Cedric Cutter. Now, he has a much different approach at the plate, but do you ever talk hitting with some of those guys and tap into their knowledge as well?
Sometimes, but really, I try not, if I'm going all right, you know, I just try to stay there and not try to really learn too much because it can change you, you know, it can change a different mindset. But, you know, in certain situations, in certain counts or things like that, and like what the score dictates, I'll ask them, like, hey, like in this situation, do you notice like what they're trying to do to you, things like that.
Coincidence or not, that when J.P. Crawford came up on May 20th, you really blew up. You've hit .330 since then over a span of nearly 40 games, you know, top five in the league in OPS. Is there a reason for that, you think?
I'm not sure. I guess, you know, I have fun, but, you know, it's a lot more fun, you know, you have somebody that you can relate to and just, you know, that you just have fun on and off the field with. And, you know, especially with him in front of me, you know, I can kind of get a feel for the pitcher because, you know, he works the count a lot and I can just see how they're throwing to a lefty. So that helps a lot, too.
It's an excellent point, one I hadn't even thought about on my broadcast yet this season. In the Durham series most recently, it was one of my favorite series because, first of all, the Pigs swept. But, you know, back in Allentown, you know, those guys for Durham took exception to you and JP on a bunt situation. And, you know, tempers escalated. We go down there. And the two of you have, you know, combined two game-winning hits, three game-winning runs. You were a part of every rally in a sweep. Was that a little extra gratifying for you, that particular series?
Yeah, you know, especially there, it was hard to see the ball. And they've done a lot of lefties, you know, bring some guys out of the bullpen to face and stuff. You know, to be able to battle and grind out those games, you know, it's a tough place to hit, you know, with the shadows and things like that. But, you know, to grind it out and to just stay in the mix the whole game, that was great.
On the defensive side, we've seen a lot of great catches. Is it harder, or do you like it more flipping positions nearly every night between center, left, and right?
It doesn't matter. I play wherever.
You guys have any friendly competition going on out there about who can make the best catches?
No.
Well, I tell you, we had one homestand where there was probably about six or seven unbelievable catches between you, Cam, Lowe, all you guys. What's been the coolest thing for you, the thing you've liked most coming over here and being in the Phillies organization, maybe compared to other years?
You know, I would say it's not a lot of, you know, salty veterans and things like that. And just, I don't know, we have fun. Everybody plays as a team and we play to win and things like that, no matter what level. And we just have fun. We have a ton of fun. And it's not all stat-oriented and things like that. Everybody just goes out, does their job, and just, it's like being a kid all over again.
Last question for Nick Williams, who, as you said, is having fun out here. The team is very much in a race. Is it something that you're looking at? I mean, you guys noticed that, okay, now we're towards a stretch run, a couple of months, we're right in the mix. Is that something that's a part of daily conversation or daily focus?
You know, just try to go day in, day out, you know, just live every day. Just stay in the moment, you know, because I remember early in the season I was thinking ahead and that didn't work so well for me. So really just, you know, just stay in the moment and go day to day and just keep striving.
Well, Nick, I think you're an all-star stud, but don't make too many plans because guys get up, guys get injured, whatever. I'd love to see you playing in the all-star game. You've deserved it, but regardless, a real good first year in AAA, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.